What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hello, this is Smichi.
This is Mini Del Macho.
This is Ender's Logic.
And right. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We're all back here. Emilio missed his first episode. He's now returned. I had to do so much talking, my throat hurt. It was uncomfortable. Not only that, but doing all this at the same time. My responsibilities are becoming tenfold now. I've got more gadgets surrounding me. We'll talk about that later. But I'm not going to be able to talk as much.
Yeah, Bobby is working really hard. If you're watching us live on Twitch TV, there goes my cell phone. we have a brand new intro. It looks amazing. Bobby's going into overtime, making us a little bit more legitimate each and every day.
Yeah. And thanks to Chad again for making all those different logos. And then Bobby took the logos that he put a lot of work into and just made them like dynamic and move. Where can they check that out? I guess go to Twitch and watch our pre-recorded things, which I did for the first time last week. And it's pretty cool. I like our show. I had a couple things that I'd like to change, but for most of all, it's looking better and better.
My face is permanently this way. Okay.
I know.
Why would you want to change this?
We forgot to turn that light off, too.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, so we might seem a little bright today. My forehead seems a little shiny.
You know what? That's another thing I noticed. Like, it's definitely, it looks good. Like, it looks darker when we're here, but then when you're watching the video, like, the lighting's perfect. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should turn that off.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
Go ahead.
So we've got headsets. If you're watching the show, we are wearing headsets today. And everything is all set up that we can take live calls during the, just the light switch would be great. We got a fan going now. Okay, there we go. But we can take live calls. I don't think we're going to do that this episode, but definitely coming up. Also, we can incorporate audio into the show that we hear and you hear at the same time. So we can do some things with that. I've started scavenging some old episodes and picking out some good clips. I might save it for the 5-year anniversary. I don't know yet, but
5-year anniversary. When is that coming up?
December.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So it's a little ways off. So I don't know. That'll give me enough time to go through.
I almost made it 5 years without missing an episode. God, I am really upset. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, guys. I wasn't shitting and pissing myself. That was a bit much.
An over-exaggeration?
I may have pee-peed my pants a little bit, but it was just a general flu, but it had hit me. This was like one of the top three I've ever had. It was
debilitating?
Yeah, that one.
Jinx?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I was upstairs. Dude, my bones hurt. It was rough. Like, if anybody ever had the chills, the shakes, like that, and it would, that's how bad it was.
It's been a while since I've been that sick, but it definitely sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations are in order. Got a few people we want to shout out to. First of all, as always, Newber coming through. Big donations.
Yes, absolutely. We don't do enough to thank you, Newber. Today, right before the podcast, we had another donation dropped on us, a big whopping 500. And we only put up a sign. We need a shrine, but we did put up a brand new sign for Newber, and soon we'll just, like, over the top, we could use this money towards some, like I said, maybe a light show for our Twitch whenever something super exciting happens.
This show is going to get out of hand. Like, I got some ideas. We'll talk about it later when we get to hardware.
Awesome.
And not just that, like, I can see that, like, Bobby's reinvigorated because he's, like, doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, I'm excited. Yeah, I got all these new toys to play with.
Exactly. Yeah. He has a smile on his face right now.
I'm pushing buttons, man.
Don't hide that smile, Bobby. Move that hand out of your face.
Yeah.
Okay, but also we've got some new Patreons coming through.
Yeah, thank you so much to Daryl and Dustin. I believe I sent out one of the T-shirts to the other person. Whenever that charge goes through, just let me know on Discord or Emilio@dlgaming.net, and I will get you your just dues. I will send you a code, and you can pick your stuff from Printful we're still using for the custom tees. But we haven't had one complaint, I don't think. I think the only shitty shirt we've ever gotten was one that I ordered, the one that came out faded.
That was through a different fulfillment company, too, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if it was just because the mug turned out great. And it's my favorite icon with our little logo with all our little heads on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and if you have trouble getting your name in green on Discord, I know someone had a problem with that this week. Sometimes it can be a little weird, the bot, to make you green. If you let one of us know, we can change that for you.
Yeah.
Because it's important, you know, it's important that people in Discord know that you're better than them.
And congratulations to Ditchwalker. I gave him his $50 for the review on iTunes. We will continue be, you know, from time to time giving away iTunes stuff. So leave us a review. It's a lengthy process because you have to download the client and then get on there and then delete the client because you're never going to use it again. But it is the number one thing you could do besides giving us $500.
How'd you give that to him? Was that in a Steam gift card?
Yeah. So you can send gift cards through Steam now, which I thought was going to like fuck everything up because like I think Steam for a long time... I think Steam for a long time tried to keep... What just happened?
Oh, someone was following. Yeah, we'll have to adjust that. So if you hear... We've got our audio hooked up to our desktop, so you may hear some random noises that the computer's making. This is going to be a bit of an experimental episode. We're trying a lot of new things.
We're going to have to talk to the tech guy about that. That was terrible.
Yeah, and with these headphones, Amelia, why don't you tilt your mic up a little bit? It's a little limp over there, so we can hear you better. There you go. Use that microphone voice.
Yeah. Welcome back to the dark side. I forgot what I was talking about, but yeah. Oh, from time to time, once you leave us a review, it's kind of a permanent raffle ticket. You're always entered to all of our review giveaways, and those things really help us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it really helps if you leave your Steam name, if it's different from your iTunes name on there.
Thank you. Yeah, Steam or
Discord.
Discord, yeah. Dude, I'm not hearing you. It's like your mic's off.
Am I lower?
Is he lower?
Can you just turn me up, maybe?
No, he's just fine.
You're blue? Okay. Yeah, I'll turn you up.
All right.
Yeah. All right. You really notice when people don't speak into their mics.
Yeah.
Now we got the headphones. All right. Let's talk about some games. Some things that I've noticed this week, some games that are on my radar. The Forest, after 4 years, is coming out of alpha or early access.
Interesting.
It's funny because this is another one of those games that was part of this whole survival crafting craze that happened 2014. And years later, they're finally coming out and everyone's kind of like, oh, we're over that. You know, no one's doing surviving crafting anymore.
But this one had a story, right?
Well, this one had it had kind of a story. It was a, you know, plane crash on an island and there's some like zombie or weird natives that are trying to eat you.
Yeah.
But the big thing about this was it was multiplayer. It was co-op.
It was a lot of fun. I played it.
Yeah, I played it too. The hitboxes were an absolute nightmare. And the game felt very alpha, but I haven't touched it in 3 or 4 years. I wonder how much progress it's made.
I do agree with you where the game felt so alpha, it was hard to take it serious.
Right.
So it was a lot of running around and killing people who were half naked, if I recall. Mm-hmm. And those might have been the zombies or like the tribal cannibals. Who knows what's going on? It was really... it really just kind of threw you to the wolves, literally, with this game.
So that said, though, it did sell a ton of copies. People really like this game. So if they've made it even better, that's going to be even better.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm being redundant here, but like, if it was already loved, it could only be enjoyed that much more by somebody picking up for the first time.
Yeah, but do you think people really care about crafting survival anymore?
I think people care about good games. So, like, if it doesn't matter what genre it is, like, if it's one that's rises to the top, like the cream of the crop, then, yeah, it's going to, you know, people are going to be into it.
Well, the price is going up. It was $15. Now it's $20. Not a big hike.
That's like a trend now. Like, when they come out, they up the price, and I'm all for it. Like, I think that's brilliant marketing because you already built a name. You already sold X amount of copies. The work is done. Let's make as much money as we can. Like, I'm all for it.
Well, the idea behind that is that if you buy a game in early access, you're supposed to be contributing. That's part of your cost of getting the game is you're contributing feedback to help them make a better game.
Yeah.
So
it's like Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You
buy in early.
When it comes to games like this, though, it being in early access, I hope that upon its official release, it feels like a complete game. Do any of you guys anticipate playing the game? I guess just you and myself, Bobby, we could play it and see if there really is a drastic difference. Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, me too. So, I mean, I'll probably load it up and just check it out for a little bit. Okay.
Were those things in your playthrough, Bobby?
No, I did not know. There are these large, giant, deformed... It's actually a very scary thing. It's hard to describe what we just saw on the preview, but it's a very scary survival.
Lovecraftian monster resist attacking.
Yeah, big tentacle monsters. There's a whole cave network in this, too. You go into the caves, and it's really easy to get lost in there, but you find lots of good items. So, yeah, I don't
I've always wanted to play this game, and now I want to play it even more.
It's a lot of fun with friends. Like I said, it's hard to take it serious because there are some really fucked up things in the game, and it's good to just have a really good laugh with other people.
Up to how many friends? Do you remember?
I had four.
Okay. That's probably the limit, I would imagine.
But outside of playing it for maybe the first night, I didn't see any return appeal with the fours.
Cool.
All right.
But I'm sorry. Can I ask who finished it and if either one of you guys finished the game or what was available at the time?
Yeah, I don't think there is an ending.
It probably didn't even have a story when you played it, Bobby.
You just kind of...
I remember you liking it, though. Am I right off on that?
Nah, I didn't like it that much. Okay. It was way too buggy. Like the hitboxes, especially when you got to the multiplayer part of it.
I'm going to try to play this week off of Bobby's account and we'll see what's up.
All right.
I'll play it for 20 minutes and give you guys an in-depth review.
Full review. Okay, one other game I wanted to talk about. I bought this, expect a review next week because it's a short game. It's called Late Shift. So this showed up on the front page of Steam for me. I've seen it before, and I figured that it was just I thought it was just a movie or a TV show, and it looked kind of low budget. You know how Steam has those on there now?
Sure. I thought it was.
Yeah. And then I saw someone streaming it the other day, and it turns out this is actually like a choose-your-own-adventure, kind of like a Telltale thing.
Like an FMV type
thing? Yeah, exactly, FMV. So it's an actual, like these are real actors. It's film. The production value is pretty high. It doesn't look like some dude in his garage.
But you just said right before that, you said the production value is low, like when you started this. I think it looks great.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. But when I thought of it as a movie, I'm like, this doesn't look like something I'd see on Netflix or something that had a whole lot of money. But for a video game, I mean, this is for FMVs, it's higher than you would expect. But what happens is this story plays out, and then you have to make decisions, and then things happen based on the decisions that you make. I hear it's only about an hour long, but I had no idea this was a game, so I figured I'd check it out. It seemed like they put a lot of effort into this. I mean, they got actors, they got, they went all out.
What's the price on this?
It's on sale for $7.79.
Did you pick it up, or are you going to?
I did. I already bought it.
Cool.
Regularly $13 on sale for $7.80.
Cool. So. I mean, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's gotten good reviews.
I think that would be a lot of fun to watch. You mentioned that people have been streaming this game. Mm-hmm. It's virtually a movie via Goosebumps mode.
Well, did you guys ever choose your own destiny
type of ordeal? I'm sorry?
The FMV games, did you ever play those? Like on a Sega CD? And
oh, yeah. Burn Cycle, Sewer Shark.
Those were terrible.
I never played those.
Yeah, FMVs were all terrible back in the day. There was Tex Murphy was a popular series I mean, basically the FMV idea was like, why bother to make really good graphics when we could just have live action? But the compression was so bad on the video that you watch it now, it just looks absolutely terrible. And plus it's, all green screened and very low production quality.
It can get very tacky very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but these are games like back in the 90s.
But some games did play into it. Like there was an RTS that used a lot of FMV. Do you guys remember?
Command and Conquer
used a lot of it. And then Wing Commander was the other one that... Like,
well, a lot of games did that for their cutscenes.
Wing Commander did it well, though.
Even Jedi Knight. The original Jedi Knight had...
Can we go one episode? Actually, it's been like a few.
Yeah,
I got to work it in there.
Oh, this is a good time to, because it's not going to come up at any other time. So this one of those stupid-ass quizzes came up online.
Oh, the gaming quiz?
Yeah, the gaming quiz. Yeah. Can you name these 50 beloved games, right? And then one of them was Jedi. Was it one of the options, or was it Jedi Forces? What did you just say, Bobby?
Jedi Knight.
Yeah. That's not the whole thing.
Dark Forces 2?
Yeah, that one. So that wasn't... Do you remember that question?
I don't.
Was it the answer or not?
I think it was just one of the questions because I don't remember the answer being that.
Okay. So, like, I was, but I didn't, it was Halo. It was that between that or Halo, and I'd never played either one of them.
Really?
So it was a total guess. So I guessed Halo and it was right. But, yeah,
so
a lot of
people. So you saw a freeze frame of Halo and you didn't know it was Halo?
No.
Yeah.
Although a lot of these pictures that they were taking were, like, obscure.
Right.
Just, like, a corner. A lot of people on the Discord took it. I think it's pretty easy, but you can go check it out. And, you know, it's one of the, it's a total
unless
bullshit
thing.
Unless
you didn't play Halo, and then it's probably very hard for you.
Yeah. Oh, you took it, Bobby?
Yeah. There
What'd you get?
A lot of old games. I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
It was high. It was somewhere, it was out of 50, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 40s.
It was.
Yeah.
It was
I got a 46. You got a 49, which is the highest.
I missed.
I did not take it.
Okay. Quite a few old, I was surprised.
Like, I will. I can take it though and see what I get.
Consoles as well.
Yeah, a lot of console stuff on there.
50 favorite games, and a lot of these games are like so obscure. Like they had Joust from like the Atari. It's like,
Joust. They had Contra, and the screenshot they used for Contra was a very generic looking one. Like it could have been anything.
It could have been anything.
Oh, no, I definitely could have. Yeah.
Oh, look at this freeze frame that Bobby has up.
Yeah, well, I wanted to highlight this because you can see the two options and you have the timer here, so you have to make the decision within that. And it's very seamless when you make these decisions.
We're talking about
the
late
movie
shift again.
Keeps. Yeah, we're going back to late shift here. But when you make these decisions, the movie just keeps playing as if nothing happens. It's not that. Remember in the Telltale games where there'd be that awkward pause where they're just making this prolonged eye contact with each other and then you make your decision?
This is a weird one, though. It's like kiss the Asian girl or not.
Yeah,
obviously, 100% of the time, the answer is kiss the Asian girl.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm intrigued by this game. I'll check it out. I'll let you know next week.
All right.
Who's talking about
Ashes of Creation, what?
So, this was a listener question that I turned into on the radar because they said, have you guys listened heard about this game? I believe that Chad brought this up so long ago. And because he loves MMOs, and this is like the big MMO that's coming out, or one of the biggest ones. I mean, the graphics are like stellar. They look like they're really putting in everything that's possible on this. The hotbar looks like it's wow. It's a third person perspective, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous game. I saw some of the screenshots.
Yeah.
What we're seeing right now doesn't really do it justice because of our screen, but it's a very pretty game. They say that they're doing some novel things that are going to change it, and they're really going to focus on the massive part of massively multiplayer. I don't know what that means. They said that they had... it kind of sounds to me like everybody's going to be on one server, but I don't know.
Either that or it's going to be another walking simulator where the world is so massive, it takes you 30 minutes to get from point A to point B.
Like the Star Wars one?
Yeah.
So that would not attract me at all. But graphically, yes. When Bobby was pulling up the video, I thought we were pulling up a World of Warcraft video. But this game, it seems like all the good things that we saw in a lot of different MMOs that came out after WoW, for instance, Warhammer, Rift. Rift was a really good MMO, by the way.
I love that one.
And it seems like this is the next one that fits that league. It probably won't compete with the audience that World of Warcraft has, but comparably to all of those other MMOs that I mentioned, it would be one that might be worth picking up and playing if you enjoyed any of those predecessors after WoW.
The great thing about like being late to the game, I mean, it's pros and cons, right? Because one, MMOs are kind of dying or are dead, in my opinion.
Like nobody's new coming in.
Right.
MMO.
But the upside is you get to learn from everybody before you. So they can just pretty much just rip off WoW 100% and put amazing graphics and probably have a success on their hands. I mean, a financial success, not a smash hit. Anyway, Bobby, can you pull up some screenshots? This isn't quite doing it justice. I don't know. I think it's our shitty TV. What?
Do you have something on the link of show notes?
I think so. You can probably just click on the link, Bobby. That I have here.
That'll bring
screen.
It up in a different window.
Okay. So would you
graphically based on the graphics alone and from this not so quality video that you're deeming it, I would want to play a game like this.
Yeah.
If anything, even if it's not the most amazing MMO, it's something worth trying out because the fact that they put that much effort into the graphics alone means it might be worth just walking around the world and just seeing how what other things might entice you. So picture quality, sold.
Yeah. Bobby, you never get into an MMO again, right? Pretty much.
That time has passed.
Unless they make like an 80s Voltron.
I mean, WoW is it for me. If I'm going to play an MMO, it's going to be WoW. And I think a lot of people feel that same way. But the screenshots look a lot better than the actual video. And I'm wondering if that's just one of those. It's really easy to make a game look good in screenshots. When you actually see things in motion, that's when it can go wrong. So,
right.
I don't know.
Minnie, what was your last MMO?
Rift, actually.
Yeah, that's a good. It's a good one. Yeah. I put a solid month or two into it.
Yeah, I probably did about the same, maybe a little longer. But for me, it depends on how good the PvP is.
Oh, right. You're a straight PvPer.
Yeah.
And when it came to Rift, I actually made it all the way to endgame. And shortly after I hit endgame, about a month afterwards, it just died off for me. But leveling up and playing with friends, everybody was in on Rift that I played WoW with. So it was an easy transition cool. after the hype on WoW died off.
Right.
But Rift, it could have done so much more for endgame, but it didn't successfully pull that off. So that's where it died off for me.
That's where most MMOs dropped the ball.
Rift had good PvP. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, they did.
So anyway, high hopes. Hopefully these guys pull it off. I mean, you're probably trying to do the hardest thing in gaming. I think if you're going to pick a genre and try to make money, it's probably MMO that's the hardest one, yeah, I would
probably.
Say. So well, good luck to them.
A lot of work to make it.
They got the graphics. If you just steal the mechanic, if you steal everything else, you have the graphics, you might have something on your hands. And reach out to us if you want an interview. And obviously, you'll be a success if we're on here.
All right. Let's talk about some games we've been playing. Probably should start with the big one here, Far Cry 5.
Yeah. Bobby, what did you think of Far Cry 5? Oh, that's right. You ignored me for 2 weeks. I would say every other day, I said, Bobby, can we play co-op? Can we play co-op? Can we play? So that we could review the co-op version of Far Cry 5. Complete ignore. Like, he wouldn't even say no. He would just not respond. So that
was unfortunate. He ghosted you.
He ghosted
me. There's a term for that, ghosting.
I had a very busy week. I had an unusually busy week this week.
It's interesting because you logged in 35 hours of Heroes of the Storm.
Well, that's
I was watching. I was watching.
Our first league is
salty as fuck, just sitting there watching you.
Yeah. Our first league is league game is tomorrow night, and I've been practicing a lot of that. Well, it's very strange because I have had the slowest week in a long time at work, but then I've had all this stuff going on after work. So, like, I go to work, and I got a lot of downtime, hence the video intro that I made and, like, the new icons in Discord. But then I get home from work, and I got all this shit to do. Some of that's been we've been practicing constantly with my team because the season's starting. We'll see how that goes. So, but yeah, I'm not interested in Far Cry 5 though. I'd really rather play Primal at this point.
I love Primal. So let me it's a very weird review of this game. So the very first thing that happens in the game is you're on an on rails like car shoot 'em up. Thing, you know, like they're trying to like get you into the movie to the game, mm-hmm. and you're in the back of a pickup truck and you're shooting these people.
Innocence or
I don't think there's any innocence at that point, but there are later on in the game. And like I had to play it like 40 times, maybe
the
less.
The
maybe
intro
like,
40 times
like
over
30 times.
I
could not get through it. I put it on easy because like you're getting hit arbitrarily. And I just kept thinking through the whole time.
And this
like,
is the intro, the tutorial.
It was like before the game starts, yeah. Before, like, it's the first thing that happens that's not a movie.
And right? This is with mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, this is mouse and keyboard.
You were sober attempting
yeah,
all of this?
Yeah. I might
okay,
have been
Chad.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm kidding.
No, but what it is like the pathing in this game is so bad. The animations are terrible. Like, I feel like Far Cry is going backwards. Like, how do you keep making, how do you make a bunch of good games and then you come out with like a shit game, right? So then, like, all right. So that was bad. That was real bad. I had to put it on easy to try to get through it, and it still wasn't easy. I'm sure a bunch of people are going to say, like, what are you talking about? I got it through it in one try. Like, it had nothing. You getting hit was just, like, completely arbitrary. And every bullet that hit you was half your health. And you'd heal yourself. And anyway, I was super fucking frustrated. So I got through it, and I turned it off for the night. Came back. Started playing the game and started getting into the Far Cry, right? Where you, like, see a base, plan it out. Do it the way you want to do it, right?
Was that a bar called the Spread Eagle?
Yeah, it was.
That's hilarious.
So, if you don't know so far, this is in Montana and in America, current day, and there's a cult, and you're trying to go up against this cult. Now, it's unfortunate that every single bad guy in this fucking cult are the exact same dude. There's one character model. I'm sure of it. There's one bad guy, and you're just fighting him over and over and over.
That's very disappointing.
Oh, man, was it rough. My frames aren't that great. The pathing is dog shit. The pathing's so bad.
What do you mean, like, by pathing?
Like, when you, if a guy, let's talk about a...
You're talking about the AI?
The AI, like, if he was going to come to you, it's nothing like Metro. I always talk about Metro 2033 as the best AI, like, pathing ever, because they act like humans. These guys act like bots, right? Like, oh, terrible bots. So they'll run up to you and then turn sideways and look the wrong way. A bunch of stuff like that. So I'm like, oh my God, I just returned Assassin's Creed because it's dog shit. And, like, now am I going to have to return this? I was like, I'm not going to return. I'm just going to keep playing it because I like Far Cry.
I feel like
so
we need
much.
To tally how many Steam refunds you maneuver through.
And then, you know, I stopped playing again. And then I started playing a third time. And then I started doing the missions and started getting into the Far Cry part of Far Cry. And then I noticed that I was on the edge of my seat leaning into my screen. And I was having so much fucking fun. Like, it's so much fun. Despite everything that I just said.
Yeah. For the past 3 minutes, you were shitting on this game. And your ability to play the game. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why, like, I couldn't wait to give this review because it's like my first nuanced review. It's either like best ever or super shitty. Like, it's both somehow. Like, there's so many problems. Meanwhile, I'm smiling. I'm laughing. I'm turning around, talking to Sam. I'm like, dude, and then the cow was on fire, and then it fucking blew up. It was awesome. I think it might have something to do with... no. This is so weird because you play 100 video games. How many of those are realistic? Like, it's kind of nice to be in America and using American dollars and, like, the prices are right. Like, oh, that's how much I would spend on a shotgun. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like... there's something nice about that. Everybody's speaking in English. Like, it's not, nobody made up a world. This is our world. So it's like, there's something nice and refreshing about that. And it might make it a little more immersive, maybe, just because it's like so familiar, you know, even though it's not San Diego or anything, but it's like, it's refreshing that I don't have to put myself in a different place to understand what's going on here. I'm like, this is modern America. You know, they get crazy with the characters, of course. I'm having a ton of fun. I'm really enjoying it.
I've heard about this game is that the villain doesn't really compare to some of the past Far Cry villains. I think the biggest one of all time was the guy from 3. What was his name? The crazy guy with the shaved head.
And
he dies early on in the game, too, unfortunately. And he ends up not being like the main bad guy or the final boss. But I think that really set a standard for Far Cry villains. And the dude in the pink suit from 4, I mean, he was kind of a larger-than-life character.
Pagan Min, yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't played Primal, but that didn't seem like it had this huge villain. I don't know. Does this one have, like, an over-the-top villain as well?
He's not over-the-top. He's understated because, like, he is their Jesus, you know? So he's kind of just, like... They call him the father, and he's young, and everybody respects him. I don't know that much. I haven't had that much interaction with him. I guess let me try to tell you why I'm having so much fun. I would even say the gunplay is not even that good. The world they created is just very immersive and kind of feel like you're playing Grand Theft Auto 5, right? Because like, it feels like a lived-in world, right? Where people are walking around and bumping into each other. It kind of feels like that, but it feels even more real because it's rural and there's not that many more interactions. Everything seems to be where it needs to be. Let me get back to you guys.
The way
next
it sounds,
week.
Emilio, it's yeah. like, oh, this game is so real. I even opened up my pants, looked at the dick size, and agreed, and then continued to play.
That's pretty much
it. I'm kidding. You're like, yep, that's me. I love this game.
it's a Far Cry game. Far Cry's got a winning formula. They know what works because they've perfected it over the last couple of games.
So, like, the graphics aren't as good as Primal or 4, in my opinion. And
is it different enough?
I don't know what it is, but somehow the fun of this game doesn't make all the things go away, but it makes them like you almost don't recognize them because you just want to keep playing. And I'm having a great time with this. I don't know what the multiplayer is like. Another thing that you could do. So all the assets from all the previous games are in this game for you to make your own levels. So people are making their own levels and uploading them, and people are voting on them. And then you can rate them by highest to lowest and stuff, and like go and play these levels. I played a couple of them, and I thought they were really well done. They were a couple of the best ones. What I thought was funny was like they have all these assets, right? So I was clearly playing against something from Far Cry 1, right? Like it was like barrels and like it was like an alien setting like Far Cry 1 was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like totally okay. But no matter what you do, I don't think you can change the Montana hick accents from the bad guys. So like it looks like you're in Vietnam, but then it'll be like, these goddamn mosquitoes, goddamn bullshit. So it's kind of funny on that.
It's like, was Ellis in this game?
Like who? Oh yeah, Ellis. Yeah.
Just kidding.
And then like, what was the other one? I played a second one that was based on kind of like Far Cry 3, I think. Had a good time with that one. Anyway, there's a lot of replay. That's called Far Cry Arcade. When Bobby buys this, maybe I'll review the co-op version.
In a couple months when it's for sale for like $30.
I'll be done with it.
Yeah.
I've already returned it. And Mini can't play this game because he doesn't have Windows 10.
Is this another Windows 10 only game?
That's what you told me. I told you.
Oh, that was a joke.
Oh.
I was just giving that.
You son of a bitch.
Is it? Let's see.
No, it's not. If it's on Steam, it's not Windows 10 only.
Well, you'd be surprised. System requirements, 64-bit.
Windows 7.
7, 8, yeah, okay. Well, no Windows Vista support, unfortunately.
If you just listen to my review and you're confused, so am I. So
the game is selling very well.
Yeah, it's an 83.
Is the game different enough from the other ones, or is it pretty much like the same?
It's the same thing.
Same thing? Okay.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I heard Bobby even say that the one formula that seems to stick and work is the Far Cry formula, right, Bobby?
It's kind of like the Ubisoft formula now, because every Ubisoft game is...
Yeah, that's what
like
I said about Assassin's Creed. It's basically the same game in a different perspective. I gotta pee.
All right. Well, Mini, you've been playing Metro 2033. You talked a little bit about it last week. How's that going?
Oh, yeah, I beat it.
Oh, you did?
That's awesome.
I played a lot of that game. I think that was pretty much the only game I played all week.
What I like is that when we spoke about Metro 2033 last week, you didn't put up yourself up to beating the game. You didn't set up that expectation for yourself.
Right.
But you know what I think happened? I think you went back, you played the game, you were having so much fun, you couldn't put it down.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I love it.
I was playing that, and then some guys from the DLG Discord, they wanted to play Vermintide 2. I was like, okay, I've been saying I'd play with you guys, so I'll play that. But the entire time I was playing Vermintide, I was like, man, I just want to play more Metro.
I know that feeling. I have a similar story to speak about later on. But with the game, I also know you were playing it on the most challenging. How was that getting through the game?
It was difficult, but Not overly so. Like, there were a few times where I, like, ran out of gas mask filters. And there were points where I'd, like, revert to using my military-grade ammo, which doubles as a currency in that game. So I had to revert to using that, like, blowing away my money just so I could survive and, like, win the next fight.
So it's exciting, right? Knowing that you have, like, the resources aren't worthless. Yeah. You actually have to spend them and not just have it be a hoarder and hold on to your loot and everything else. I like games like that. Every I like games that, counts, yeah. yeah, like, yeah. you can't. You don't underexpend the loot
yeah,
or
remember
that you get.
Last Light. Resource management is a big part of this game, not just with ammunition, but also the oxygen. I don't know if 2033 has the same thing, but you have the oxygen mask and you have to constantly refill
or
recharge
the filters.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long did it take you to beat this?
Probably like between 10 and 12 hours.
Okay. So about the same as Last Light.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I got like a very like Half-Life-ian feel of this. Like Half-Life 2 was like had a very similar story. Like there's like an entity that's kind of like screwing everything over, and you're kind of like a chosen one, but nobody knows you're the chosen one, not even yourself. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you just have like a connection that nobody else is aware of. It's very much like Half-Life, but just in like a very Russian post-apocalyptic stage.
Yeah.
Now, I also started the other one, Last Light, and I think I put it on the same difficulty setting, but the game seems much, much easier.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to have to, like, try again and, like, restart on a different difficulty because I noticed, like, I have way more money than, like, within the first 2 hours of that game, I had more money in the Last Light or in, yeah, Last Light that I ever did in 2033.
Oh, wow. Okay, so. They might have gotten complaints on that and made the adjustments. I've never played Last Light, so I wouldn't be able to compare it with the original playthrough. Yeah. But are you still very early on in Last Light?
Like,
how about the
4 or 5 hours?
Outside of the money, the gameplay itself, being on the most difficult level, is it on par? Or is it so much easier because you've already played through the first game, you can almost anticipate the combat and what to do.
The combat in the first so far in the second one in Last Light is a bit easier because it's mostly like stealth mechanics.
Okay.
There's been like in the first one there was like only a handful of stealth mechanics, stealth segments, and mostly you're just fighting the dark ones.
Okay.
And the second one so far has been like just fighting the Germans.
Yeah.
And they're just, I mean, you could just like ghost the entire level pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll eventually run into the dark ones in Last Light. They get referred to a lot at the beginning of the game, but you don't actually start running into them until later.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the introduction of the Germans was just so weird in that game. I didn't expect it at all.
Oh, yeah. They just kind of came out of nowhere. And you were totally right about the voice acting, how the Germans and the Russians, like, they are the same voice actors, really.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard to find, like, try to figure out who you're playing against until, like, you get up to them, or they say like a German word, but they all have Russian accents.
I'm sorry, you already said it, but you're playing the redo, right?
Yeah, the Redux. Yeah.
See, I didn't, unfortunately. I don't think
you can get the original one anymore.
Yeah, you cannot.
So yeah, I even looked for it in my Steam library. I couldn't find it. It was just the Redux,
cool.
Which I don't know why you'd want to.
Well,
yeah. Play anything.
I have the original version in my Steam library.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, the first one.
I believe that's how I have it too, but I haven't tried reloading the game or anything.
I feel like we're like totally starting another. I don't know. A lot of people on Discord are responding positively to you playing this, and they're like relaunching it and re-experiencing it.
Yeah, like I've never had like something like that. Like even on my like Steam and on Discord, I'm getting like private messages of people like telling me, "Hey, you should stream that." But this game, it doesn't like to be streamed. You have to go through so many hoops to try to stream this game. But yeah, there's like a lot of people that are like, this is like one of my favorite games. What do you think about it? And yeah, it's a favorite for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea it was so popular.
Yeah. A sleeper hit.
Yeah.
A cult following.
It was big when it came out, but I think a lot of people have forgotten about it because it's been quite a long time. I mean, this game came out 2033. I can't remember when that came out, but the original Last Light was 2010.
The Russians don't make a lot of games, but when they do, they're almost it's always really hard, like hardcore, and then it's different. Like, their culture is different, so, like, the games are different, and I appreciate it. Like,
I think it's a Polish studio.
Oh, is it really?
I think. I can't confirm.
I don't...
But I was told it was Polish.
I think you're crazy.
I might be.
All right. That's CD Projekt Red, I think, is Polish. But who knows? Let's go.
All right. I wanted to bring this up. I happened upon something this week called Streamlabs OBS. We all know Streamlabs. We all know OBS. Apparently, there's this piece of software out there called Streamlabs OBS that is both those things mixed into one application.
And nice. It's a third party?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's by Streamlabs. So I noted once I saw this, once I installed it and set it up, I was like, oh, I've seen this on other people's streams. You know how from time to time you'll see parts of their desktop, like maybe they're doing a giveaway and they bring something up and then you see what software they happen to be using. And I'm like, oh, that's Streamlabs OBS.
Yeah.
So apparently this is the go-to that everybody's using now, Streamlabs OBS. Let me see if this video, whoa, hold up. See if this has any pictures of the software. Or if it's just a dude talking. It appears to be just a dude talking, so we'll skip past that.
And a strange-looking dude at that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's basically Streamlabs. It's perfect. It's everything all in one application. And one of the issues that I was having was just being able to monitor chat, but also like any sort of notifications. Because if I have something up in my secondary window while I'm playing a game, it'll cause some stuttering, some lag. And it's just better if I keep that hidden, but then I can't see notifications, so then I have to have a notifications window up. And it's got the dark theme, which I think works a lot better. You can kind of see a screenshot of it right here. So there's what you're used to seeing with OBS right here, but you click on another tab, there's all your notifications.
So, awesome. Like, a lot of quality of life improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we using it now?
I have to say.
He just discovered it. And it looks like it is in beta currently. For me, when I get back to streaming, if I get back to streaming.
What was the last time you streamed?
Our DLG social gaming night.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing?
I think that was February 26th.
Wow.
Yeah, well, right. What have I been doing? Funny question, actually. I've been, like I said, I've been very anti... actually, last week when you were missing, I mentioned being very antisocial with my gaming.
Yeah.
And that proves the point. I did 30 hours of gaming in one game this week.
Wow.
Did you want to add in anything else about Streamlabs OBS before I talk about the game I've been playing, Bobby?
I will say if you install this, it will import everything from OBS right into it. So you don't have to do anything. Not only that, it will optimize all your settings. I went into settings and they just set
everything
for me and it was all optimized.
So it like tests your internet speed and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Whatever hardware you have and it, yeah.
Damn. That's impressive.
If it's a all-in-one package, and of course both OBS and Streamlabs have proven to be very reliable,
yeah.
I wouldn't see why everybody isn't trying it out or converting.
That seems fucking go-to way.
Yeah, it'll save you a lot of alt-tabbing, I'm sure. So, so I will definitely look into that when I do get back into it. And as I was mentioning, I've been playing a lot this week. The one game that I've been playing, it's called My Time at Porsche. I have to thank Neuber 13 because a long time ago, he actually bought me the game. I think it was on my wish list, or I mentioned that, or maybe he recommended it to me. Either way, it's been sitting in my library untouched for a very long time. This game, though, is absolutely addicting. The reason why is because it is very similar to the Harvest Moon games. And all the good things that we pull away from those type of simulation games is incorporated in this game. The major difference about this game and just cross-comparing Harvest Moon and or Stardew Valley, it's completely 3D. It's a much larger sandboxy world. And on top of that, it's not necessarily a farm that you possess. You inherit your father's old workshop in this frontier town where there are monsters and dungeons, and you get on the regular quests. Not only is there what feels like a main story quest, which progresses you through the game, but then you also earn your money through guild commissions, so through commerce. So you'll fulfill quests for the villagers and whatnot. So it's mostly a resource management type of game. You're going out, you're collecting resources. Of course, you're doing everything that a good simulation game has, which is interact with the villagers, make friends, go on dates. You can actually go on dates in this game, which is really cool, and use action points towards dates. I can talk about this game for the remainder of the podcast. It's so much fun. If you go
really
on Steam, it has very, very positive reviews, and for all good reasons. But the thing about this game, it is still very much early access. This is an early access game, not complete at all, and you will feel it when you play the game. The script isn't complete. There are portions of the game that are completely blocked off.
Still an early access?
It's definitely an early access title. And if you go on their page and or their wiki, they announce that they just recently hired freelance writers to complete the story. They're still incorporating new characters and changing models. And but here's the thing. I already put 30 hours into it, and I still... Every moment that I'm not occupied by something else, I want to go home and play this game. The first time I installed this game and played it, I played it for 14 and a half hours.
Damn.
More than half a day I was playing this game. And since then, I've been committing every single ounce of free time into this game.
Damn.
I am a bartender. I work until 2 a.m. in the morning. I come home and fight sleep to play this game until 5:30 a.m. because it's just one of those high-quality... simulation games that I haven't felt as addicted to, probably more addicted to than Stardew.
Damn.
And it's completely different because Stardew was more of a nostalgic remake and complete imitation of something that was good before.
Right.
But with my time at Portia, this is a updated
version.
It takes note of all the good things from those previous simulation games and recreates it and builds it into something very good. The combat in this game, it's not that easy, but it's not complex.
Right.
It is more basic than Legend of Zelda, but it still can be very challenging. There are, you know, creatures and there's bosses, and
that's all
it's
you
really
need.
Neat.
That's all you need in a game like this. So like, you don't need this super deep combat system. As long as it's challenging and fun, that's all you need. Kind of like when we were playing Hellblade, like that combat isn't like something you would have in a combat game, but as a nice touch, then it's a nice accent to the game. And as long as it's like fun and challenging, that's all you really need.
Yeah, with this game, it's pretty repetitive when it comes to the combat, but I do like this game because there are so many different ways you can play this game. What's funny with me, when I first loaded up the game, first thing I did was I ran forward and I bumped into this girl, and she was really nice to me, but you can actually fight the villagers. You can spar them.
Nice.
And so I think I beat her the first time.
That's the first thing you did in this game.
Fight my neighbor.
Beat up a girl.
Yeah, I saw a bitch and I just like,
dang.
No, but actually she beat me a lot because I was level 1.
That's the most gangster thing I've ever heard in my life, G.
Well, whenever you beat her...
Let me start this fighting, this farming game, and you turn it into a fighting game.
It's true. And it's so funny because my workshop, right behind the workshop are these sweet, innocent, colorful llamas.
Right.
And that's the first thing I killed. And you're supposed
to
kill. You're supposed to kill everything. You're supposed to beat up your neighbors and kill llamas.
Wow.
And so, and when I made my workshop, I was going to call it the Llama Slaughterhouse, but it didn't fit. So I just called it the Llama Farm because it's
so
all these sweet, innocent, free roaming llamas. But that's the thing. Whatever you kill, you get loot from it, and you take the loot and you reconstruct it into things that improve the village. The village is a frontier town. You're going around collecting these old relics to kind of improve everyone's lives and build the city up. And you actually play a huge role in
so
all of that.
It sounds like Stardew, but the graphics are absolutely 100 times better, obviously. What are the things that differ in, besides the graphics, what differentiate from Stardew? Or does Stardew actually even have more, but the graphics make the difference?
Stardew, the thing about Stardew is that it's not the same. It's the only similarities that this has with Stardew and Harvest Moon is that it it's a resource manager in a sense. You grow out you can have crops, but that's not going to be your biggest money maker in this game. You actually go out and you hunt for resources, and then you sell them, and then you upgrade your home and everything else.
Cool.
There are so many differences because it merges, in my opinion, it merges really good elements of an RPG into a farming simulation game. So it's where the best of both worlds comes together.
It seems like an adventure game that you're upgrading the city and all of the people around you.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's almost like a sandbox simulation game. It's
Bobby, really you into this?
It does sound appealing.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it, Bobby.
Yeah, I think you'd like it, Bobby. Yeah.
But I do recommend, it's only $20. And if you like Harvest Moon games, go into early access. But if you want a complete game, wait for it. Because when you play the game, it does feel incomplete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Glad you fucking love something.
But there's plenty to do and plenty of playtime that you can invest, being that it's early access.
Fast forward to December, where she's been like, my game of the year is Time at Porsche.
It might be. So far. So far.
Porsche is not spelled like Porsche, the car. It's P-O-R-T-I-A, in case you're looking for this game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
So what else have we been playing?
Well, who's been playing Elder Scrolls?
Well, who else, right? So Elder Scrolls Legends House of Morrowind came out. I can't emphasize this enough. This might be one of my favorite expansions to a card game. And I've been playing card games since 25 years. So, to say that an expansion is this important, it took everything. Okay, so this is what happened. I'm going to try to just... So
drink more, Amelia. You're getting sloppy.
Yeah, I know. So it came out. They introduced four more new mechanics. That's okay. All those mechanics just came over from other card games. It's nothing brand new. That's okay. So, and they came out with, I don't know, some new puzzles. So there's no story elements. They do the stories really well on this, but they're kind of taking the whole Hearthstone approach where one expansion will have story and the other one will just have puzzles. This one just has puzzles. The puzzles are super fucking hard, really hard. That's not the selling point here. The big selling point here for me is that they went, all your decks can only use two colors of the five colors provided, and colorless. So now you can have three colors, and you think, okay, so now they added three colors. Obviously everybody's going to have a three color deck and that's just going to be the new meta. But no, there's a huge chasm there in that if you're using three colors, you have to run 75 cards. Now, in every card game ever, you always run the minimum amount of cards. So in Magic the Gathering, 60 is the minimum. So you run 60. If you run any game ever, you always run the minimum because you want to get to your cards that you want faster, right? Nobody ever runs even 61 or 41 in the respective games. You want to get whatever combo that you thought up in your head off as soon as possible. So you want to get your cards that you want quicker. So you just, literally nobody ever goes beyond the regular amount.
Okay.
Okay. So it's just because it's just more efficient. If it was better to run more cards, people would have figured that out. It's never happened in any card game ever. Now, what these people are doing with this expansion is they added another color that you can play. Think about that. That's you're taking a fifth of the game and being able to add all those cards to the card.
And the colors represent different classes.
Different, yeah. I mean, they try to, but it's more different play styles, I guess.
Okay.
Blue is kind of tricky, and purple is more about bringing things back from the dead, and red is aggressive. But now you can have three of those in your deck, and you can choose from all the... Basically, adding another color adds so much abilities and oh my God. So the reason that this is making me so excited is I hate how the meta ends up being four decks. and those four decks go into championship modes, and everybody knows the other decks so well, and it's just like, okay, this is the meta, and that's what you play. I never participate in that because of that. I always play my own decks. I don't look at meta, and like I don't like it at all.
And that's very common in almost all card games, and Hearthstone especially.
Yeah,
I mean, the meta.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just can't compete.
You can't compete at the upper echelon. But I'd rather play a meta deck or one of the top tier decks. If I beat one of those with my shit tier, whatever I just came up with in my head, I feel so much more gratified than if I would have beat it with something that's on the net, right?
Are you calling your head shit tier?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that good.
Gosh.
I'm a decent player, but as far as a deck builder, it's just like random stuff. Anyway, so now this, if you add the third color, you have to go up to 75 cards. So that's a huge disadvantage. But you're adding the huge advantage of adding another color to your deck. And also there's now three color cards where you could only have them in a three color deck. So basically I was trying to people that don't play card games, I was trying to think of an analogy. It's kind of like NASCAR got kind of boring because it's all these people going in a circle in these cars, right? It's almost like they added trucks now, and the trucks can go through the middle of the course. Like, it's a completely different thing. You have the heavy-duty thing that has all these other parts on it, but it's heavier and it's slower. And so now, hopefully they pull it off, or like...
Are they kind of like elite cards, would you say?
No.
No?
You can just make a three-card deck, a three-color deck if you want. But you have to go up to 75 cards. So it's adding a whole other portion of the game that's never existed before. And if it works, if these 75 cards, card decks can compete against the meta decks, then, or the net decks, it's going to change everything. Like, it's going to add so many more. Now it won't be four. One more thing. Basically, the possibilities of decks has been exponentially increased, and that's exciting to me. And I'm having so much fun. I bought one today for $8, I think. I modified it a little bit just so I could talk about it a little bit. And you know, you can't count on cards coming up because they're not going to come up because there's 75 cards in your deck. You can't card in that shit. So you got to make sure it's all cream of the crop stuff. It was a lot of fun. I won the majority of my games. I'm really, really, really enjoying this expansion. It's called Houses of Morrowind. And it's all free. Yeah, so you can play the first 10 puzzles for free. That'll get you 10 or 5 packs for free. That's the one good thing about Elder Scrolls Legends. They know that it doesn't cost them to give people packs. So they give you packs all the time. You don't have to invest a lot of money into this game. I think it's the best card game out there. And sorry I rambled, but I'm really excited about it.
It's a big change compared to Hearthstone, where they're saying you need to spend, to stay competitive in Hearthstone, you need to spend a couple hundred dollars a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I commend them for trying to get away from that. This is a huge step in getting away from everybody making the same four decks. Mm-hmm. And that's so commendable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. Let's not do fastest car because I got to pee again.
Okay. All right. Twitch Prime payout.
Yeah. So me, the non-streamer, just got a Twitch Prime payout. With Twitch Prime, or with subscriptions, or if you're a Twitch associate, you get subscribers, and you get 50% of the subscription money. And I'm no ninja, trust me on that one. I'm not making $550,000 a month. In fact, I'm not even streaming, so I shouldn't be getting any money at all, right? Well, I checked my bank account on the regular, and I noticed that I got a payout from Twitch, and it was $121. And I was an associate as of maybe 5 months ago. And I know I'm such a shitty streamer, but thank you for all the subs, whether it's free from Twitch Prime or existing subs. I finally saw the payout, and I wasn't anticipating it, so I was like, oh, hey, I hit the lottery.
So this is the only one you've had?
Yes, it's the only one I've had since becoming a Twitch associate. So, and it was cool. It was really sweet. It was a little reminder of, hey, I think you should be streaming again. So it was really nice to get that. I know that with the subscriber money, you don't get a payout until you exceed a certain amount, which I think is $100. So it's slow. It's slow incoming money, but I'm not a big time streamer. So for me, it was just like a little cherry on top. It was really sweet.
So to get a subscribe button, because we've had people ask about that in the past, you need to have, what's the criteria there? You need to stream a certain amount of times per week, and you need to have a minimum viewership.
It's actually a lot more flexible than the requirements that they list on the website, because when I was comparing my stream to what they say is required as an associate on paper, I didn't qualify. I think it is pretty flexible, but it's, I know it's a consistent amount of viewers or followers, a consistent amount of streams per month. And I think that's about it, really. Cricket Soldier says that there's four key points, but from what I can recall, that's what I remember. I think you need a base amount of followers.
I think it's 50. You need a minimum of 50 followers.
Yeah. And 3 average viewers per stream. So it's not too challenging. And I think you have to stream at least 7 unique broadcasts in the past 30 days. So we don't qualify since we only record once a week. Yeah. Unless somebody gets on our account and starts streaming more.
So. Which I want to. Basically, I can't get the frames. That's the only thing that's keeping me away from it. So I'm going to have Bobby take a look at my computer today, and hopefully we can figure some shit out. But yeah, I mean, there's almost no reason that I wouldn't be streaming.
Did I say Twitch affiliate? I said Twitch associate, right. Didn't I? Oh my gosh, I'm such a scrub streamer.
It's affiliate.
You're not a streamer.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I'm not a streamer.
There's something scrub. Associate just doesn't exist. There's partner
I'm
and
just
affiliate.
A scrub.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we got to get that subscribe button. I feel like we should qualify. Even though we only stream once per week, I mean, we get a good amount of viewers and we're consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, you need to have, 7 hours, I think, a week. Here you go. 8 hours in the past 30 days and stream for 7 days in the past 30 days. That's the only thing we don't do. We don't do 7 days in a
yeah,
month.
Yeah, it's just a number of consistency. I mean, a matter of consistency.
Who saw Ready Player One?
I saw Ready Player One. Yeah, I saw it finally. Kind of a long movie, a little over 2 hours, but it went by quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was entertaining. It's so difficult to watch a movie where you've read the book first, and then you go see the movie, and you're always expecting things to play out like the book, and you're always picking like, oh, well, this was different, or they missed that part. It's a terrible way to watch a movie. It was so difficult for me to really sit back and enjoy it without trying to pick it apart. But it was decent. So I saw it in IMAX, 3D glasses, the whole shebang. I think it was, for two tickets, it was like $45.
Would you say that's the way to go, though?
No, I don't care.
No, because I actually bought it a standard screen ticket.
Okay.
My expectations were very low going in, so I just went standard screen.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do the whole 3D thing. But the other people I was going with, they picked it out. So I was like, all right, I'm on board. And it's been a while since I've seen a movie like that. So I figured if I'm going to see any movie, this is the one to see like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about seeing a movie that way is there's not a lot of other people in the theater. There was 20 people in there, maybe. The movie's been out for 2 weeks.
Oh, because of the price, you think?
Yeah, because it's an IMAX 3D movie. So there's like 20 people in there, and the movie is not... the acting is very broad. It's like meant to play to a crowd. Like there's parts where you know they're holding a shot because they're waiting for like laughter to die down and shit like that, or, you know, like...
Yeah.
For a reaction, and it just totally fell flat with a crowd that size. So I don't know. I felt like it was kind of addressing an issue that we've all kind of moved past. And the whole theme of it, which is a little different than the book, is, you know, maybe don't spend all your time online in a fake reality world. And I feel like people's online lives and real lives have kind of integrated enough. Like, we rarely even use the term IRL anymore. Like, we really don't.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of integrated that. Like, there's less going on the internet is less about just being this anonymous random person being able to do whatever you want. I mean, maybe it is for some people, but for the most part, it's just a way that people connect to each other, especially celebrities. So I don't know. I felt like that, like, this movie would have been perfect, like, maybe 10 years ago or something, like, when that was more in the zeitgeist. But I don't know. But it was definitely entertaining. There were a lot of references. I probably missed half of them. One of them that just caught me by surprise was, do you remember Madballs? I'll pull up a picture here.
No.
Yes, I actually caught the Madballs. It's the creepy faces on those.
I had these. I totally
early 90s.
Had these.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's an actual physical toy.
Yeah. It's kind of like a softball sized thing,
like,
but it's squishy.
Squishy Nerf ball.
Yeah, and they're really ugly. It's kind of like
so
very
ugly.
Detailed.
They were going off of kind of like Garbage Pail Kids,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like a gross out toy.
Yeah. So this was in the movie, and I had like, what the fuck was that? I totally remember those.
I had the eye, that red eye.
You know what's funny? As I was in Toys R Us yesterday, because they're going out of business, so I was trying to find some cool shit. And there's like new versions of these. Like, it's still on the market.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of toys will make a comeback just because of the references in that movie. I mean, the movie's doing pretty well. The reviews are decent, and it's, I think financially it's doing really well, but I don't know.
It's weird, man. Like, what's going to happen with movies? Netflix and other streaming services are just stealing their thunder so much. Like, are theaters even going to be in the future?
Yeah,
who knows?
You pretty much have to be a Marvel movie. I mean, you have to spend $200 million on a movie and then make like 50 opening weekend.
Yeah, good luck making a drama and making money, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's no middle of the road. You're either like an indie filmmaker trying to get your...
What about The Shape of Water? I mean, that won the Oscar. That was a drama.
Sure, but I don't think it was
there's also Guillermo del Toro. I mean, there's like...
Three Billboards,
like,
also a drama.
But was it a runaway hit? Like, did they make Marvel money? No, I don't think so. Like, Marvel movies make $1 billion now.
But movies like that will still get made, like Three Billboards and stuff. But you got to understand that they've got people behind it. You know, Three Billboards had Francis McDormand and that famous, playwright guy, or it was based on a play. Like, and that was total Oscar bait. They're going for the Oscar. That's the whole point that they're doing a movie like that. Same thing with Shape of Water. I mean, Guillermo del Toro, he's had so many successes in the past. So, I mean, if you have a reputation, but for like up-and-coming filmmakers, it's a little more difficult to break in. But I don't know. Yeah, movies are weird right now because there's no middle of the road. You pretty much have to go to Netflix for that. But TV is doing fabulous. I mean, God, I had the baseball one.
Yeah.
I had the mummy one.
I'm kind of hoping that movies don't go away because I love getting taken to the movies or just going to the movies.
Yeah, it's like a thing to do.
It's a date night thing. And for my birthday, my non-negotiable for my birthday is somebody needs to take me to the damn movies because I want to just, you know, enjoy the company of the people I'm with.
We'll take kids to movies.
I get taken to the movies all the time.
That's good.
Because I ask for people to go to the movies. It's still one of those, like, it's not
a
pastime.
It's a special thing, right?
Yeah, it's nice. It's intimate. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, not as intimate as Netflix and chill, but, you know, enjoyable nonetheless.
It can be.
Ew.
On how brave you are.
Ew.
Yep. I did that once.
Fucking mini.
I don't think movies are going away anytime soon.
Speaking of Netflix, I watched an entire season. I fucking watched the entire fucking thing in one day. Kind of like
Orange is the New Black.
No, what was the last one? That Big Mouth? That's the last one I binged.
Oh,
all
of
the
course.
Way this is why
Big Mouth is the TV show about kids having boners all day long.
Yeah.
You remind me so much of that kid that impregnated his pillow.
Yep. That's me. That's exactly me.
What's his name? Emilio?
Shit.
That was played by Jason Mantzoukas.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, that was a great show. Definitely check that out.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm not even a car guy that much. Like, I'll watch Top Gear. Okay. I've watched every episode of Top Gear.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I don't want a supercar. It doesn't matter. They just kind of appeal to me somewhat. And so this show came out on Netflix about, it's basically Fast and Furious, but IRL, if you will.
These real Tokyo boys? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's not just zero Asian people, actually. It's all about quarter mile races, the four at a time, and it's real people. So, like, 80%
and drugs
of
and girls and muscles.
No, it's not like that. Like, you heist. Think it is, but it's really just more like, I don't know. It's
then
all
how
walks
is this
of life.
Anything like Fast and the Furious without all
running,
of those above?
Because they're racing a quarter mile at a time. So, like, 85% of the show is the backstory on each driver. And they either, the casting person did an amazing job of just finding the right people, or I don't know. Somehow, almost every episode is really compelling. You end up rooting for this guy or that guy, or maybe you're conflicted, and then it comes down to the last quarter mile, which comes down to 10 seconds. Like, most of the races are over in 10 seconds, but like the buildup, they nailed it. I don't know. I'm not a car head. I'm not a gear head. I love this show. Check it out. A couple people have confirmed that it's a good show. I felt like weird watching it because of, like, it feels so weird watching a reality show about drag racers. And the other thing that's really funny is one of the four people racing every single time is not a quarter mile racer. It's a rich guy with a supercar.
Oh, yeah.
So it's three sleepers, they call it. Those are cars that are super fast but don't look fast versus one supercar every episode. So the supercar guy usually has never raced like this before. And he shows up and he pushes a button and he's ready to go.
The accelerator.
And like the other guys work all week to try to get everything just right. I don't know. Check out an episode and tell me what you guys think.
So it's a four-man quarter-mile race?
Four-man quarter-mile race every episode until the last episode, which is the winners of the prior six.
Okay.
And then the last one is six wide.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to check this out.
Dude. One day, I just fucking consumed the whole thing.
So what's faster, an entire lifetime of earnings or a rich man's fun money, usually, on average?
I think the rich man's fun.
The fun money?
Yeah, almost always.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's talk about some news.
Yeah, news.
I guess money does buy you horsepower instead of...
It does.
Money doesn't buy you power.
And that's the whole thing. Like, the guy's like, I put my blood, sweat, and tears in this motherfucking engine. And this guy just...
Not enough, peasant, not enough.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about it is, like, in order to run, like, a sleeper...
I shit out prosperity. Suck my fumes.
Like, to do it correctly, these sleeper cars have all these buttons and all this, like, you got to do all these things and levers and check and do everything just right. And literally, the supercars are one button says launch, launch mode. Uh-huh. And then the car does everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to get
I feel like this is in video games a lot, too, like in Final Fantasies. And if there are ever any, like, little mini games in there, there's always one person who's, like, or when in a lot of different games, if there's any type of mini game, they always have that one... upper dog. I mean, what's not that big? There's underdog, but then the top-notch guy, the top guy, top dog.
Top dog, yeah.
The top dog, and you're the underling, and you have to do all these extra things to try to beat the top dog, and then underdog stories are so far and few, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's what makes this show so great, because, like, everybody's an underdog against the supercar every episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, check it out. I really enjoyed it. That and comedians getting coffee in cars or whatever it's called. I really enjoyed
getting
that one
coffee
too.
With comedians in cars?
Yeah, something like something that. Like, I don't know.
Comedians in cars.
Comedians.
Go fuck yourself.
Watch me.
Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
Boom.
Underdog, overdog, a lot of dogs.
Doggy right. style. Everyone's a winner.
So news.
News.
I think this is all me, man.
Go for it.
Sorry, I've been talking a lot, guys. I'm a little under the weather. My head's like hurting, and every word I say is kind of like just pounding into it now.
He's here to infect us all, guys. Our very first DLG zombie.
So first bit is, what is it? Final Fantasy 15 gets mod support, level editor, and news story DLC.
Why are you still talking about this game if you freaking hate it?
Because it's news. We're a podcast. We do news. Everybody knows how much I love this game.
Do we do news?
This spring. I think spring is coming out with mod support and the new story DLC. And the fall is coming out with level editor.
That's actually really big news, considering Final Fantasy is almost known to always be just a fixed experience.
Yeah, definitely.
When people play through Final Fantasy, it's like reading hilarious. The same damn book as everyone else. Yeah. So this is a really big deal, and I think it's going to maybe turn the game around, and you're going to fall in love with it.
I mean, I'm already falling in love with it.
No.
It's turning some of the characters into mascots.
Yeah, mascots. That's chicken awesome. Boys. Chicken yeah. boys.
Not a damn thing you do with this game except destroy it. That would make me happy. This game is a garbage can.
Oh.
Sorry for the guys who like it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never played Final Fantasy 15, so I have no defense.
What's the next one?
Next bit of news is Amazon Games halts development on Breakaway. Did you guys ever play this?
I've heard of the game.
Well, it was kind of a big deal when it came out. Well, big deal, I say that.
It was at TwitchCon. We went to TwitchCon 2016, Chi. They had a booth. Actually, they had a really big, like a main stage booth.
Oh, it's that weird sports game.
Yeah, kind of like a sports game.
They were trying to push this. It's like a MOBA sports game.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were saying it's the next big thing. There was a very long line to play this game.
Yeah, and I actually played it quite a bit. I got up on the stage and I was broadcast playing. It was a pretty cool event.
Nice. But did you win your game?
They had a we did not. Huge. The thing is, the way this game was set up, they would take a live cam of your face as you were playing and they would put it up on the screen so you could actually see who was who.
Yeah.
And it felt like you were a actual esports player.
Just like
so
Overwatch,
like, they were really hyping up this game, but I honestly there's a fucking ball in the game, so I was like, nope.
Yeah, there's a neutral ball in this game that's in the center of the map. The maps are pretty much symmetrical, and you just try to get a ball from the middle zone into your enemy's goal post.
This kind of looks like the game from Pyre, but more action paced.
It definitely does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a 4-on-4 match in a small arena, like really small arena. Take maybe 15 seconds to run from one side to the other. And it was a really fast, kind of like MOBA-esque, because a lot of the abilities were on cooldowns. And you just try to get the ball into the other goal. It's really
did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun, but the game kind of died quick because I was in the alpha testing. And I played that game for about a week, and I was like, I'm kind of done. There's really not much more going on with this game.
I want to say I played this game, but I don't know. Maybe I just heard a lot about it. But yeah, this game was kind of heavily promoted for a little while, and then I had a feeling it wouldn't last too long.
Yeah.
We having a little trouble with the headphones.
No, we fixed it.
Okay.
We're good now.
It was only on one ear, and then now it's in both.
Is it? Check.
Yep.
It's good on me.
Okay. Real good.
All right.
But has Amazon Games, have they done anything else? Is this the only thing Amazon Games has ever done?
What, put a lot of money into something that's not going anywhere?
The only game Amazon has done.
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like they've done other stuff, but this was definitely the biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Amazon Games, well, that'll probably just show any available games on
Amazon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amazon Games, you want to buy something?
Amazon Game Studios. Well, they look like they got a pretty good-sized team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a top dog right there, Mr. Amazon, sir.
Yeah. But yeah, who cares about Amazon Games? They're probably not going to make anything good anyway.
Yeah.
They will eventually, though, because they just have infinite money.
They do have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it looks like Breakaway, Lost Within, Crucible, Morning's Light. Or Till Morning's Light.
What's funny about that isn't Breakaway.
Till Morning's Light.
What's the game that you play where you have just a little, it's like playing Pong, but it's single player, and you hit the bricks back and forth?
Breakaway,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is it Breakout?
I think there's two versions.
Zillion of versions, but yeah.
Breakout was
it's funny that they chose that.
Yeah, Breakout on the Atari.
I love that game.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, there's so many versions.
The cover doesn't really sell that game.
Yeah. Apparently, they were going for like a tennis feel.
Super Breakout.
It sold in like the 80s, I'm sure. That is such an 80s cover, or 70s even cover. Well, looking 70s on, looking cover.
It's kind of a dope cover now, dude. Like, I hated it in the
Tipster,
yeah.
Tipster, yeah, that'll work.
Check out Missile Command. Mm-hmm. missiles are coming right at you.
Yeah, and he has buttons on the missiles themselves. I mean, that's
3D without the glasses right there.
That early 70s and 80s game covers.
So Amazon, so I've heard that, what's his name, Bezos? Jeff Bezos is like super upset that they don't have their Game of Thrones, you know, like their killer app, if you will, like on their streaming service. Like they don't have a show that. So anyway.
Who is this person?
Jeff Bezos is the owner of Amazon.
Okay.
So they're spending $500 million, a half a billion dollars on their license that they just acquired for Lord of the Rings. So their Lord of the Rings show.
Whoa.
Is going to have $500 million of production value into it.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So we'll see.
A show like that needs that kind of budget.
And I was kind of thinking that the Lord of the Rings fans are kind of like the hardcore ones, the ones that read the books in high school, the hardest core of the Lord of the Rings,
yeah,
are kind of dying off.
Yeah.
So I thought it was maybe
the 70s, right?
Lord, they would have been better off if they put a $500 million in like World of Warcraft or something.
Maybe.
I think it would have done better. But who knows? We'll see. I'm not Jeff Bezos. He's the richest man in the world.
Watched
so, I
mean, anything on Amazon, like exclusive to Amazon Prime?
Like The Expanse. She and I both enjoy that show.
Okay.
Handmaid's Tale.
That's a Hulu exclusive.
Oh, is it Hulu?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was watching The Tick.
Oh.
That was really funny.
The Tick's really funny, and Top Gear's on there now.
Oh, yeah?
It's called...
the new Top Gear?
It's called World Tour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's with the same host.
Right? It's the same thing, yeah, okay. But just done better. And they have so much money, it's like they're laughing at it. Yeah.
And the next piece of news, Brigitte from Overwatch is now the top search Overwatch hero in Pornhub. And this isn't something that's common because like even when other heroes were being introduced, like D.Va was always trumping them. Like, D.Va's always been a top search. Even when like Sombra just released, it was still D.Va and... And
so, same thing. So D.Va's old news now?
D.Va's like, what, 13 or something?
I don't want to talk about that.
Right. Oh, that's weird.
No, dude. Brigitte. Cartoons don't have age, Bobby.
No, that's the point I'm trying to make. Brigitte is like...
We might as well just call her Baguette, because when I see her name, I still see Bridget.
It's Brigitte. Anyway.
Baguette.
That is kind of like a meta joke that's made in Overwatch, that calling her Baguette.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting, right? Because she's not like really hot. It's just because she's new, I think, right?
I mean, it could be, but I think it's a young thing. I think people are really into underage girls. Like I'm legitimately.
Are we really having this conversation?
Is she underage?
No, Brigitte.
Oh, she's 23.
Brigitte isn't. D.Va. I want to say D.Va's like 17. 18.
She's 23. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How old is D.Va?
Or is it the redhead thing? Who knows? I think it's because she's new. I think Overwatch is giant.
But it's not that because Sombra didn't take this hit, and Anna, of course.
She's a dirty man.
She's Asian, so just because she's 19, but she looks 13 because Asian face.
Yeah. Because Asian face.
But why are we talking about it? I feel dirty even like Sombra's listening to us talk about this.
The Mexican hacker.
Yeah. She's a dirty Mexican. That's why nobody's...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Give me 3 seconds with that hack, though.
3 seconds on Pornhub.
Yeah, Sombra's way hotter than Brigitte. That's interesting, though. Who knows? We can't figure it out.
Exciting.
It'd take longer for me to eat an entire baguette than for you to be done with Pornhub.
Probably. I'm pretty quick. That's why me and my girlfriend breaking up. I just don't last long enough.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rough.
It is.
All right, let's talk about
her. Is her name Aha? Aha. Okay, do you get it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, no, his girlfriend's name is Asia. And am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
And it's spelled out A-J-A.
Yeah.
And then I was like, aha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But she's not Mexican, so that doesn't work.
We're in almost Mexico. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about some hardware. We got some new toys this week. I'm very excited about it. So the idea with the studio here is to, at least for me, make some space. We're getting very cluttered here. We got wires going everywhere. You look at us on the screen, and it doesn't look that bad. It looks pretty clean, but you have no idea what goes on in the back here. It's just a mess.
Well, roughly, we have three umbrellas, or two umbrellas with, you know, those porn umbrellas. with lights behind them. We have three screens of three different sizes. Those things are held on by Lego blocks is what's holding those up. Bobby has a variety of drinks on those Lego blocks as well.
Oh, yeah,
I would say in my within what I can see right now, in my vision, there's 87 cords. I can see 87 cords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little crazy. And we're going to be adding some more stuff. So we really got to clean this stuff up. So hopefully we're going to be getting some new screens in the future. I'd also like to do some lighting in the back, like studio lighting, like some colored lighting there and hooking that up to some things, you know, making this place look a little fancy.
Maybe a little bit more soundproof, especially behind us.
Yeah, we could use that as mm-hmm. well.
Or Jocko Proof,
yeah,
which is Amelia's dog.
But so far, what we got this week, we're trying out a new mic stand here on my mic. Hopefully there's not a lot of noise. I don't think there has been. But we got the gooseneck and the mount, so it's cleaning up a little bit of space up here. We also got a new headset because the other ones that we have, I don't know, Minnie, how's that headset treating you? Because mine is uncomfortable.
No, it's pretty comfortable. Well, it's Audio Technica, so
sponsored
it's
by
my head's in a
Newber 13 and the lovely DLG Patreons. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Making it all possible.
Yeah, there we go.
But the thing that I've got that I'm having all sorts of fun with this episode,
I think, is really cool.
Is the Elgato Stream Deck. So Elgato makes capture cards. I had one of theirs 3-4 years ago, and it worked pretty well. These are external devices. They're mainly used with consoles. Because PC, you could just run OBS, or there's, you know, other things you can do as well. Mm-hmm. But with the Elgatos, you run an HDMI in, you run an HDMI out, captures all that, and you send it right to whatever you're streaming from. This Stream Deck is just pretty much like a shortcut key, and it's got LEDs. It's very nice. This thing runs like $140-$150. I'm going to bring it up here.
And I'll post a photo on our Instagram with what he's talking about. It's a really neat device.
So what it does basically is it jumps to different shots that you want, right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. So they use these a lot in a production environment. You press a button, something happens. It could be a mute. It could be whatever hotkey you have programmed to it. I've got ones that cut back and forth to different people here in the studio, and also the intro and outro are linked to it.
Can we get a zoom in of your face, Bobby?
Yeah, we sure.
Them sideburns?
We sure can.
Yeah.
What's funny, dude, guys, our show is getting so much better. Like the visual aspect of it's mm-hmm. it's improving by leaps and bounds. But what's really funny is, like, for each one of our close-ups, it's our Discord icon. So we each have our own one. So he was able to put in like a thumbnail, right, Bobby,
mm-hmm.
onto the button.
So that's the reason this thing is so expensive. You can get these for very cheap, but you have to write something on a little piece of paper and slide it underneath. I've used those before at work. But
there used to be keyboards that let you do that too.
Yeah, but those keyboards are terrible. Like, the tactile feel of them is awful.
It's more for art.
Yeah, it's for the look. But these keys, you can program them, and they show, and they're nice little LED screens. The resolution is decent. You put a little title on it and whatever picture you want, and the software is very easy to use, and it just immediately shows up there. Not only that, but it plays some animations in some of them. It's a great little device, the Elgato Stream Deck. So that's going to make things a little easier. I got more buttons to press during the show, so it's going to be a little bit harder for me to talk and do all this stuff. You know, eventually, like, I don't know. If I get any more responsibilities here, I don't know how much I'm going to be
able to contribute. Well, you could always pass on the responsibilities, because I'm normally just, I mean, we have a lot of extra hands here, Bobby. Mm-hmm. A good manager is the type that does the least amount of work. He commands his crew, or you could be not
oh,
the captain.
Now?
You're the captain.
Well, you can be our producer, captain. Like in radio shows.
You're the host.
Most podcasts have like a producer.
You're the digital before the logic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if we, here, let me, bring it up off the stand here and you can
salute
see
to Captain
oh, shit.
Bobby.
Everything went to shit, Bobby.
Yeah, because we tripped on one of the 86
cords. No, don't stop doing what you're doing.
It's very, you can't really see it too well in the video there, but
yeah.
Chi will put up pictures of that. It's a lot smaller than it looks like in the pictures. It's
I totally thought you got a new mix table. Like that thing with all the things, that's what I thought that was.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A new one, like a modern one.
Yeah, it's very small. It's got 15 buttons, but you can hit a back and forth page button and then go to another set of tiles. It's a great little device. Really, you're paying for the LEDs. And
is there a shortcut to Baguette Prawn on that?
No, we haven't programmed that in.
We need that.
Yeah. Right.
Mini needs that.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a part of that analytic. Thank you very much.
So things are getting a little more technical in here. And then in the future, we're talking about getting better displays and better stands for our displays, and also mounting the mics a little different just to give us a little more room. I'm worried that we're going to run out of space, though. I think if we cleared out, we got a lot of stuff just hanging out in this room. I think if we started clearing it out, there'd be a little more room than it feels like. So
yep. I don't know. Let's talk about it later.
Yeah. We're getting better every week, folks.
Yep.
And like I said, we got the headsets, so we now have four headsets. We can start taking calls. That will hopefully be part of the show coming up. So be sure to join our Discord if you want to be part of that. DLGaming.net is where you can make that happen.
Too far. Yeah.
And we need a new audio cable.
New audio cable. All right.
Listener questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Got a few this week. So there was one that we skipped last week because we wanted to make sure that we had Emilio here for it.
I'm excited because I haven't read it.
unfortunately, I feel like this is one we should have read in advance and had something prepared for. But if we need to, we can come back to it. This is from Shady Chick. She asks, what video game character would each of you be, but you have to pick the character for someone else, not yourself?
Yeah, that's something I have to think about in advance. You got it, Shay. Jeez. Bobby would... Oh, man.
So
yeah.
What video
you guys
character?
Go. You had a week to think about it.
Emilio, you would be... Oh, yeah. Okay, stay tuned for next week with our answers.
I feel like you guys should be better than this. You should have answers.
Do you have anything lined up?
I mean, off the top of the head, we can go Guacamelee for Emilio. You
know, Guacamelee? That is so racist, Bobby.
You mean Juan?
Is that what... Okay, how do you see us? Do you see Chung Lee when you see me? You see Juan from Guacamelee when you see Emilio? What about Minnie?
Let's see. Well,
does Guacamelee Juan have a brother?
Grand Theft Auto game. I don't know.
The what?
A Grand Theft Auto game.
Okay.
Somebody in there.
I actually...
The next Grand Theft Auto has to have a Mexican guy, right? Because they've done pretty much all the races and everything.
Yeah, they've never done a Mexican.
All right, so Bobby would be the robot guy that gives Mega Man all his shit. You know,
Dr. Wily?
Yeah, Dr. Wily.
Dr. Light.
Yeah.
Wily's a bad guy.
Yeah. Chi would be the sunflower from...
Plants vs. Zombies?
Don't say Conker's Bad Fur Day.
No.
Okay.
What's Sunflower?
It's an RPG, 8-bit graphics, got Game of the Year from some people. We hated it.
PC?
Yeah, PC. Come on, Bobby.
Wait, I'm this guy?
Undertale? I never
the big old white...
Yeah, that's you. Yep.
I don't know about
that. He looks like Professor Oak.
Nobody's going to like what's assigned to them.
I don't think that's Bobby.
What about Dr.
God, what is a
Bobby
sunflower?
Is a better Mega Man than this Dr. Wily.
Bobby, the 8-bit game that was an RPG, you can go through the whole game as a pacifist.
Oh, Undertale.
Undertale.
I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
You dick.
You didn't say it with...
Shut up. Just don't.
Yeah, she's the sunflower from Undertale. And you, I got to think about that.
All right, well, we can come back to that. Let's take one from... Oh, my God, that font is so small. What are you guys doing?
Hey, love the show, guys. Just wanted to make a quick suggestion. Maybe when you are talking about a game, mention the name of the game when you wrap up talking about it. I find myself getting excited about a game and you guys are discussing, but then have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Sincerely, Bogen.
And we failed so
or Bogen,
hard this
or
episode.
Bogen, or Baguette again.
Bobby? Should do a recap right now of all the games?
Lightning round?
No, I try to use the title. It feels really awkward to work in the title. I have that same problem when I listen to other podcasts, podcasts about gaming. Because you forget what they're talking about after a while, and then you're just like, or maybe you weren't even paying attention when
they said the title.
That could be one of the jobs that you put on one of us. We could have like a summary guy.
That's what he
segue.
Does. He does this every week.
He's like, oh, and that is a good mention for this next segment coming up here. So
no, I do that a lot. Usually I'll try to wrap it up by saying the price of the game.
Yeah.
So you can get this game, insert title here. for $14.99. Like that's how I usually try to insert the title, because it feels really awkward just to insert the title randomly while you're talking about it.
I think it was last year, last time you did that though.
Mm-hmm. No, I do that as well. I try to work in the title as much as I can, just because I know people are going to...
Yeah.
Well, I feel like everything about us is always a work in progress, yeah. So we could definitely incorporate it or...
The biggest problem is it's not like good conversation. So like we're all talking and we're like, oh yeah, it was really good. And by the way, that game was called Toodles for whatever. You know, like...
The first step to change is awareness, guys. So now that we're aware... We can take action towards it.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See, I feel like I do that, though. I always have the wrap-up statement with the title.
We didn't do it at all this episode.
So Bogan has a problem with you, then?
No.
Not nearly as much, because this has been a problem we've had since the...
Yeah, it's a problem. It's hard, though, because it doesn't sound like a conversation. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. So, we need to do it.
Yeah, in the future, we need to say the name of the game.
And that's why I like Time at Porsche.
I did. Like we did. We even spelled it out.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Did you see what I just did
there?
Yeah, I just
the one
said
that
what
did
the question was. See? And I wrapped it up. That's how Beautiful. You do it. See, you guys didn't even realize it. Nope. See, I worked it in.
Yeah. It's because we're always talking over you, Bobby. That's our fault.
But they hear me. I'm speaking right into the mic.
I think we all have problems. These are very passive-aggressive comments coming from everyone left and right here.
All right, next question coming from Reason. The thing that sucks about watching the show live is not having new episodes for my drive to work. Do you guys foresee doing more than one episode a week at some point? Oh, and being relatively new to this stuff, when will a subscribe option be available, or is that not likely? So we talked about that earlier in the show. I mean, we'd love to have a subscribe button, but I don't know if we qualify for that on Twitch. We could look into it. We absolutely want to get one. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see if that happens. As far as doing more than one episode in a week, whew, man, it's tough doing one. I know it doesn't seem like we put a lot of effort into this, but just getting together is kind of a challenge.
Yeah. And if anything, I know a lot of people who enjoy our show go back and listen to some of our older episodes. And I love to listen to our podcast episodes via daily commute. So if I'm going to take longer than a half an hour to get somewhere, I like to put on the podcast and listen in on it. So I invite you to download any podcast app or iTunes and take a listen to us on there. That way, if we don't have more than a week's worth of shows, you can always reference an older episode, but I know that's not exciting enough. So outside of recording actual episodes, we are trying to do more social nights, such as DLG gaming nights. We had a very successful one last time, and that's another listener question that we're going to address later.
Yeah. So as far as doing more than one episode a week, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work. There was at one point Emilio suggested doing one every 2 weeks just because he felt like we didn't have enough to talk about. I think that was like our first year. It was very early on.
A lot of times there's like weeks that nothing happens basically. So
yeah, but I think we have enough content for once a week.
Yeah.
What, like she was saying, what we'd like to do is just have other content other than the podcast, be that streams, game nights,
YouTube videos. I think that's one of our biggest challenges too, getting on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a huge investment in time though. But yeah, something like that, or even other content. I've been throwing around the idea of reviewing game movies as kind of like a supplemental to the podcast. And we just put it out randomly, you know, things like that.
And maybe, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
More Patreon perks too. We could definitely do that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie introduced me to a game or a podcast called Film Reroll.
Yep.
Yeah. And so possibly I'm working with Zap right now to trying to get a game, an RPG game for all four of us to play through a campaign of a video game that everybody likes. So that would be something extra as well. So, but we're literally just starting we just had a couple conversations, but he's down. And I was supposed to ask you guys who would be down and when we would be doing it. So we'll talk about it after.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be good. And I like the idea of adding more stuff to Patreon. I think we really need to revise that. But I've always hated the idea of putting content behind a paywall. I don't like the idea of producing stuff and then saying like, oh, well, you got to be this level of membership in Patreon to be able to access that content.
You need to be this cool to ride this ride.
Yeah.
You'd make a bad cam girl.
Yeah. Oh, no, that wouldn't be.
Oh, with that hair, dude? That...
For many reasons.
Your hair's looking stellar,
by the way, Bobby. Did you ever increase your webcam size? When you stream?
No.
He did not take any advice.
I'm not
from
taking up the whole...
Bobby is Bobby. Bobby will be Bobby.
I'm not taking up the whole screen. We're focused on the game. Plus, I got one of those weird concentration faces. Like, I get the crazy eyes when I'm concentrating on a game. It's not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, next question coming from Sloppy Thor.
Great name.
Have you all heard of... Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah,
have you all heard of...
Scum
or Ashes of Creation, two games potentially coming out in 2018. I'm pretty excited for both of them. By the way, I'm glad Emilio is feeling better. I missed those titties.
I'm surprised okay, so I might have fucked this up. Is there another game called Scum or Creation? I don't know.
It's just called Scum.
Yeah, I think the game is called...
Oh, gotcha. We'll do it next week then. Right?
Yeah, I haven't heard of this game, and I Google it, and I'm getting the definition for Scum.
No, look, it's a upcoming multiplayer online survival game developed by Gamepires.
Did you know Scum was the name of the engine that, was it, the LucasArts guys used to use? Day of the Tentacle was made on it. Like all those point-and-click adventure games from the early 90s, those were all on the Scum engine.
This does not look like it's built on that engine.
No.
This looks like a Far Cry.
It looks fucking sick, though.
Yeah, it looks really good.
So it's an unprecedented level... Wait. It's a game with unprecedented levels of character customization, control, and progression, where knowledge and skills are the ultimate weapons for long-term survival. Yeah.
This guy's taking a shit and eating an apple, and she's like, this game looks awesome.
That's the whole trailer.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
It looks like DayZ to me. But who knows?
No, it looks so much better than DayZ.
No, I mean like the type of game.
Oh, like the open world survival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks like you do so much more than just run around and try to kill and shoot people. You actually have to do a lot more survival.
Or banana hammock them, or what was it?
Maybe you actually have to shit in this game. Maybe you get so constipated, if you don't shit, you might die. Or maybe you're shitting too much, and you have diarrhea, and then you just die from dehydration.
Why are you taking these giant leaps of faith?
It's just like realism mode. All the way. Yeah. All the way.
It looks pretty real.
It's like...
Well, it's going to be released quarter two, 2018. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this will be on the radar at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We know nothing about it.
Did they just body scan you, Amelia, for that character model? I'm so kidding. Amelia, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Amelia, I'm kidding. I love
you. There's a really fat person on the screen, and that's what she hit me with, guys.
I'm kidding. No, I'm a fat fuck too. You're not a fat fuck. I'm not calling you a fat fuck. I called myself a fat fuck.
Moving on.
All right. Cricket Soldier asks, when is the next DLG game night? It's a good question. The last one we had was late February. I think we're overdue for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We can probably make arrangements now since it's April.
Going into it, we should pick out the games and announce that on the podcast beforehand. Golf it. Okay.
Super
golf
good. It. Yep.
And I mean, we should have a couple though, and they should be cheap games or free to play games, something that everybody can participate in.
But you not brought shitty. Let's not play shitty.
You brought up Team Fortress.
Yeah, Team Fortress 2. I mean, that's always a good one to go back to.
How hard is it to get your own server these days? I mean, Team I'm Fortress sure it costs 2. A dollar, right? Like, we should get our own server.
Depends on what kind of server you want, how many people you want to host.
Yeah, I mean, for one night though.
You want to rent it just for?
I bet it would just be a dollar. Or
do we need our own server?
I mean, anyway, we'll talk about it later, but yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Everyone could just buy the game and then Steam refund it because Amelia does it. Why not you?
That's the way to do it.
It's 2 hours.
Strictly just for DLG social bite. Just kidding. All right. Emilio, he's totally brushing me off. I'm sorry. I didn't actually mean that. I'm so sorry, Emilio.
Maybe I'm only renting this fat suit for 2 hours. No. I'm going to put it away.
No, I'm totally joking, Emilio. I'm so sorry.
I'm so fat.
All right. We're both going on keto. You're actually on keto.
You guys have been going on keto for like 6 months.
It's so hard. Do you have any idea, Bobby?
On, man.
We can't survive like off 17 of oil
things you can eat.
And lubricant like you yeah. do. It's not.
It's yeah. it's the simple life. You gotta really call that.
Simplify. Keep
Simplify,
it simple.
Simplify. Yeah.
Keep it soylent. Something. Keep it soylent. Stupid.
Keep it soylent. Keep it simple. Yeah. Now that we've had some time to think, anyone got any better answers for Shady Chicks questions?
I wasn't even thinking about it.
What video game characters would each of us be if we had to answer for ourselves?
Me would be the motorcycle rider in Road Rash. That's all I got.
Okay.
But I did all three, and you guys haven't done any.
You're
so.
Right. Yeah, I did Guacamelee.
Oh, that's right.
And then it could be Toadstool. And
Mario?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like being Toad in a lot of the Mario games.
Is it Toadstool
games,
or Toad?
It's Toadstool. Okay. Well,
Princess Toadstool and Toad are two.
Okay.
Oh, it's just Toad, maybe?
Yeah, his name's
Toad.
I
think it's just Toad.
Toad. Yeah, you're
and,
right.
And Minnie?
He's Toadstool Mushroom, but he's Toad.
Slenderman.
Okay.
Slenderman, damn.
Slenderman.
Damn, that's...
Okay.
See, I'd be offended. Like, it's not socially acceptable to be offended by being called skinny, but it's socially acceptable to be offended by being called fat. See, like, you got offended. Don't.
Are you offended like that you were called skinny or slender? I'm sorry.
You know, it gets kind of, I'm skinny. I know it. I try to.
I won't be offended if you call me Asian.
You always been skinny, or are you like a reformed fat guy?
Always been the skinny one.
I thought there was hope for me.
I've always been thick.
And I've always been whatever the fuck.
Wolverine.
Oh my gosh.
All right. What's next week looking like for us? What are we playing?
Chi, who are we? You can answer the question.
Oh, who you guys are?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Emilio, I want to say Pudge. I'm kidding. I'm totally fucking trolling.
I was like,
don't hate me.
She was going to give me something awesome to like make up for the other earlier.
Right.
But no.
I'm totally.
I'm not offended. I'm just sad.
No, no,
it's okay.
No, I'm sorry. All right, you're not. No. Well,
maybe it would be easier if we had a game with a lot of different characters in it, and we could pick characters from that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm working too hard to think of people just from gaming in general.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to do my homework on this one.
Like Bobby
Very
would
Asian
be
thing to do, but I would love to do my homework.
Like for
on
Street
this
Fighter,
one.
Bobby would definitely be Guile. And Minnie would be Adon.
Who's Adon?
He's Sagat's like protege. He did a
Sagat.
Lot of. He's the skinniest one in the game.
Oh
wow! Yeah.
Oh no, no, I guess Dalsum.
Dalsum is yeah.
Guys,
and Chi would be Chun Li.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I am like a real life Chun Li. I've got her thighs and her calves. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Emilio Roadhog.
Yeah.
I'll oh, it. Okay.
And Bobby McCree.
Okay.
Chi May.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Except May's really just... She's kind of boring personality-wise.
Yeah, but...
No, she goes...
Suffocating.
Give me try.
She does that.
She's like not even Japanese. She's Chinese.
Chinese.
Yeah.
All right. Now what?
Okay. Next week, what are we playing? So I still have to be Trine 3. I'm definitely 100% playing Late Shift.
I am... going to see if my time at Porsche gets boring for me, and when it does, I'll move on to the next game. But right now, outside of my addictive binge into that title, I don't really foresee myself playing anything else.
And Metro Last Light, if I can make the game more difficult, because it's just too easy right now, so I need to make that more difficult.
You could switch the mouse to a left hand.
That would be difficult.
Have you guys tried that?
I've never tried that.
No, I would never try that. Mm-mm.
I tried beating off with my left hand one time. It was a whole new world. Special.
Hello, new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, I'm going on a Tinder date. Switches hands.
Yeah. You know, since we got the video up and the audio is working, I thought maybe we could go to, let's see, the DL Gaming YouTube channel if we can still find it. You know we have that imposter out there, so hopefully he won't come up.
Right.
All right, so if we go to YouTube, and then I search for DL Gaming. Hold on. I know we've got some videos on there that we've talked about in the past, and I think even if you're listening, you can get the gist from the audio. I think that still
there's some good stuff there. Actually, the best ones are on your one, Bobby.
Are they? Because we get confused about that. I'll bring up both of them here. All right. So let's see. We've got... Oh, we all remember this guy.
Be the big cheese on your block with a wheel of the good stuff. No one has as many friends as the man with many cheeses.
It's coming. Oh, no.
Not in the mood for cheese. That excuse has more holes than a slice of this fine Gorgon bear.
We missed the middle one. Because, yeah,
not
cheese
in the
vendor
mood for cheese.
From the first Divinity, Original Sin.
Original Sin.
We missed the other one because I was recording in stereo, and that was just on one channel, and we're listening in mono, unfortunately. So we'll have to fix that later. But, yeah, most of the stuff is on my channel, apparently. All right. Yeah. So you all remember Chad, right?
Who?
Chad? Mm-hmm.
Shut up, new Chad.
Oh, gosh.
New Chad can't have an opinions on old Chad.
Yeah.
All right.
So this video is entitled Chad Gets a Kill.
God damn it. It was Mike fucking killed. They don't want to save any kills for the rest of us? No, that's cool. Fuck! God fucking damn it.
No,
God damn it. Where's my fucking... Oh! What? I froze her! God damn it! Can't get any fucking kills. Did I get a kill? Fuck! Can I get a single kill? Is that possible? Oh. Hey, I got a kill.
Hey, I got a kill.
That's hilarious.
That was classic. Classic Chad.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, it wouldn't be fair to just do that to Chad. So we will have to. Here's a little clip from Emilio. Hold on.
There looks there.
Too drunk to play.
There looks there. All right, Chad. Bobby, you need to move up into the... Oh, you're already there. You see, okay. You see this pink? Yeah, exactly. That's
oh
what I'm worried
gosh.
About.
That's why Amelia is not
oh,
the leader and gives commands.
Oh, nice.
All right, some great shot calling there by Amelia.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so we had a little fun there. But
good
yeah.
stuff. Can we use your Legion Tale as the outro today? Bobby?
Closed the window.
Bobby, can we use your Legion Tale?
I suppose we can.
So Bobby practices piano. He has a piano teacher. He's a super weird guy who comes on to him from time to time. But no. Bobby can play the piano, which is really cool.
So what the Elysian Tale?
Yeah, that's Dust, Elysian Tale.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tale. Yeah, it sounds weird when you say it like that. But yeah, the did you ever play that game? I think it was big on consoles.
I played it on PC.
Yeah, there was a great song in there, and I spent a while trying to learn it. But
yep.
Okay.
So that'll be our outro after I say, speaking for Bobby, Chi, New Chad, and myself.
I have a fucking name sometimes, man.
Minnie and myself. Super fat, nasty, overweight titties. Bring it home. phone, Bobby. Yeah.
Well done, Bobby.
Bravo, bravo.
We did it.